take care of this and to teach them. And Lord, as we think about giving, we ask you with my help to be a cheerful giver this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Christmas program. What if we decided to start out our program by playing a little game? What would happen if it went like this?
Yes, you may have noticed that your parents are stressed out this year. So what if we make a few changes?
Start it out like this.
Welcome to our Christmas program here tonight. You'll think it's really out of sight. We're here to entertain you, and our program will be brief with all the holiday hassles. You're going to need some quick relief.
Did she just say we're here to entertain you?
That poem didn't have anything about Jesus in it. I thought we were going to have a Christmas program.
And after that cute little poem, we'll all stand and sing Jingle Bells, and we wish you a Merry Christmas, and
don't forget my favorite, Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Putting on a play is no small job, what with finding the right material and rehearsal and all.
Everybody is so busy this time of year, it seems like parents never have enough money to go Christmas shopping. What if we just skip the annual Christmas offering altogether?
Aren't the prices outrageous this year? Everybody's so busy shopping, they never seem to have enough time for Christmas.
Besides, I can practically say it in my sleep. No sense of singing those carols yet another year. Mr. Jeremy, you can't be serious. This is supposed to be a church Christmas program.
I don't believe this. No Christmas carols? Not even one verse of Joy to the World?
I think they're teasing us. Maybe they're trying to get us to think about the real message of Christmas. They wouldn't really leave Christ out of Christmas, would they?
I wanted to sing Silent Night.
And I wanted to be Mary this year.
Okay, we'll stop.
You're right. It just makes me cringe to hear people say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Some folks even wrote Merry Xmas on my cards this year. I guess it speeds up all that writing.
We're worried that Jesus isn't very much a part of Christmas anymore. In fact, Jesus isn't very much a part of our Christmas rehearsals. We get so busy getting ready for Christmas, we never get ready for Jesus.
Whew, that's more like it. You had us going for a second.
We love Christmas programs because they help everyone understand that the simple story of Jesus Christ is true. This year, let's make Christ part of our Christmas and part of our rehearsal, too. Thank you for this wonderful day you've given us, Lord. I pray that you bless all the parents that have came out here tonight. And, Lord, I pray that this Christmas program goes well. And, Lord, thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus' birth. An angel dressed in shiny white clothes, standing there as bright as light. The angel spoke to she and wrote, "So Mary, God's own might.
God has chosen you, Mary dear, to care for the son he's sending here. Call him Jesus, that is his name, and one day Jesus' king shall reign."
Mary said to the angel,
"I know what God says is right."
Thank you.
Sparkles in the street lights, and the air is so fresh and crisp.
Hey, did you see how much Dorothy and Gale like their songs? They said they wait for us to come by every year to sing the song of Christmas. It's one of the things that make Christmas special.
We better keep moving. We have lots of Christmas chores to spread yet tonight, and I'm going to need some hot cocoa when we get done.
Oh. important part of Christmas. The wise men brought gifts to the Messiah, and we give gifts to those we love. God gave the perfect gift when he gave his only son to provide us with eternal life.
But sometimes giving gifts becomes the main thing on our minds, not giving them. Soon we all forget about the gift Christ has given us. Let's join a mother and her children in Kmart a few days before Christmas.
Isn't Santa here yet? I got to tell him I want a saxophone and a book bag and two more Nerf guns.
No, he isn't here yet. He's still at Target. You'll just have to wait.
Mommy, they've got the Barbie soda shop. See?
Yes, I see. Now settle down. We still have to find a heating pad for Aunt Sally and a zipper wallet for Grandpa.
But, Mom, I want to look at the cool models and the Legos and the games.
Look. It's an angel tree.
What's an angel tree?
Do you see the tags on the tree? Each tag has a name of a child's name on it who might not have such a Merry Christmas as you do. Their parents might not have extra money for gifts as you do.
Some kids don't get presents?
Yeah, that makes this a sad time for them.
That makes me sad, too. I think we should do something to help those other kids, don't you?
Okay. Here's what we can do. Pick a tag from the tree. Looks like we have a Sally and a Cody. Here's what we can do. We will buy gifts and the store will make sure that they are delivered by Christmas. Shopping for somebody else and sharing is what God wanted us to do, and God has been very good to us.
Gifts given the right way are an important part of the Christmas season. Gifts for those we love, gifts for those in need. And who is more needy than the people who do not trust in Jesus Christ for their salvation? This Christmas, let us use our gift giving as a way to share Jesus Christ with others.
Come in here.
bring God into your family time. If your family doesn't already do this, why not start a family tradition of reading the Christmas story together? Let's listen in on this family special Christmas time together.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made by Cyrenius, was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with the child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, and she should be delivered. Carter, you know verse 7, don't you?
And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, and they had no room in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Kingston, you can say verse 12.
And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Hunter, you know verse 14.
Glory unto God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Thank you. of all good, what shall I render to you for the gift of gifts, your own dear son?
Here in his wonder of wonders, he came below to raise me above, was born like me that I might become like him.
Here in his power, here in his love when I cannot rise to him, he draws near on wings of grace to raise me to himself.
Here in his power, when deity and humanity were infinitely apart, he united them in indissoluble unity, the uncreated and the created.
Here in his wisdom, when I was undone, with no will to return to him, and no intellect to devise recovery, he came, God incarnate, to save me to the uttermost, as man to die my death, to shed satisfying blood on my behalf, to work out a perfect righteousness for me.
O God, take me in spirit to the watchful shepherds, and enlarge my mind.
Let me hear good tidings of great joy, and hearing, believe, rejoice, praise, adore, my conscience bathed in an ocean of repose, my eyes uplifted to a reconciled Father.
Place me with ox, donkey, camel, goat, to look with them upon my Redeemer's face, and in him account myself delivered from sin.
Let me with Simeon clasp the newborn child to my heart, embrace him with undying faith, exulting that he is mine and I am his.
In him you have given me so much that heaven can give no more.
Inches between the tree and that organ right now, but they're getting through. Wow, they did a great job, folks. Don't you think so? Amen. Yes. I want you to think back for a moment. Think back to when you were expecting your first child. Okay. I was at someone's house this week. They're expecting their first. And they're really excited. Their first puppy. Yes.
And they showed me, the puppy's coming Tuesday, and they showed me they have the food bowl and the water bowl all ready to go. And the leash is ready, I think. And I think there was a little bed there and the big bag of dog food. They're all set to go. High protein dog food, right? You spare no expense for the first one, right? But think back to your first child. Do you remember that? The preparations that you were making before that first child came. I mean, you were a young couple, perhaps, young person, and you don't know anything about raising babies, first of all. And this would more be a girl thing than a guy thing, but the girl buys the books, the parenting books, and how do I do this, and how do I do that, and what's the best way to train this and that, and the dad's job is put the crib together, right? So you've got all these preparations you have to make. There's the baby showers and the doctor visits and the sonograms and getting all of these things together, figuring out where the baby's going to sleep when you bring them home. Are you going to co-sleep or put them in a crib in another room or in the room with you? And all these different preparations that have to be made. Ideally, it's a good thing to get them done before the baby comes, right? How many of us really put the crib together in the first month? In the first trimester, it's not happening, okay? Second trimester, not. Third trimester, we're thinking about it. And we're getting the clothes together. And the week before the due date, we're really thinking we need to get that crib together, right? And we've got these preparations that we need to make. Now, here's the thing. If you're down to a few days before the due date, you probably need to get going because the baby could come at any moment. You're getting ready for your baby to come. We just don't know when they're coming. Well, I should say in the old days, you didn't know when they were coming. Today, they plan it with inducements and all of that and C-sections. The kids mentioned something right at the very beginning. They mentioned getting ready for Jesus. When Jesus came, and this is what we're celebrating during Christmas. When Jesus came, the world wasn't ready for him. His parents knew they were coming. But he came that night, and surprise, there he is. The shepherds didn't know that Jesus was going to be coming that night. But he came. He came anyway. He came on his own timetable, see? And then it tells us in John 14:3, it says, Christ speaking, he said, I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. It's a really short verse. Christ said, I will come again. We need to prepare for Jesus. It's more than just a Christmas program saying. We need to prepare for Jesus. I wonder, would you be prepared if Jesus came in this room tonight and said, okay, all of you that are my children, come with me. Would you be prepared? Not sure. The Bible says that we can know for sure that whenever Jesus returns at any moment, we can be ready. You see, Jesus came to this earth. We know the Christmas story. He came as a baby in a manger in Bethlehem and the wise men and the camel and the donkey and the nativity scene, right? And the shepherds and the angel and the star in the heaven. And more than just being some Christmas decorations around the Christmas holidays, that was Christ's, God's entry into the world to do something. He came to this world so that he could one day hang on that cross. That was why he was born. He was born to die, is the way some people say it. And he had to do that to pay the penalty for our sin. If I were to ask you tonight, if Jesus were to say, have you been good enough to get into heaven? What would you say? I mean, I try to be good. My wife tries to make sure I'm good, okay? I mean, I'm a pastor. But here's what the Bible says about me and everyone else. All of the righteous things I do are not good enough. That's why we needed Jesus to come to the earth. That's why he came. That's why he died on the cross for us. And now he in turn offers to us a gift. The gift of forgiveness of sins. He removes that penalty of our sin from us. Because of our sin, the Bible says we will have death. Physical death and spiritual death. Eternal separation from God forever in a place called hell. But Jesus came to reverse that. It's our choice. Someone hands you a gift at Christmas time. Their hand is outstretched. It's there. What do most people do? They reach out and take it, right? Unless it's from someone you know is a practical joker, then you're a little hesitant, okay? But you have to reach out and accept the gift that God offers to us, that was provided for us when Christ came to this earth as a baby. I wonder, in a room as full as this room is, if everyone in here would know for sure that you're going to heaven when you die. Forget the type of church you're in. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters when Christ returns is not what church you went to, but whether you're prepared, ready to meet Jesus. Would you bow your heads with me, please? I wonder, as I look around the room here tonight, no one's looking around, but I do want to ask you this question. I have to ask you this question. This being Christmas and all, Jesus providing this gift for us and all, I wonder, have you ever received that gift? Do you know for sure that you're going to heaven? The Bible says we can know that for sure. I know that for sure now. I didn't until I was 19, and I heard and accepted just what I'm hearing, just what I'm sharing with you tonight. Do you know for sure? I wonder, with heads bowed and eyes are closed, okay? If you know that for sure, you say, Pastor, I know for sure I'm going to heaven and my sins are forgiven. Would you raise your hand for me? You know that for sure. All right, thank you. You may put your hands down. Now, there may be some in here tonight that say, Pastor, I don't know that for sure. I'm not sure if I understand it all, but I'm not sure if I'm going to heaven. Would you pray for me? If you raise your hand, I will pray for you. Anyone like that at all? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Pastor, I don't know that for sure. Thank you. I see that hand and that hand. Yes, and those as well. Any others? All right. Now, in just a moment, we're going to dismiss. And you're going to be reunited with your kids and grandkids. But I wonder, if I hang around in this area here, and you'd like to know more about that, maybe not even tonight. Just come up to me and say, Pastor, I want to know more about it, but, you know, I got to get my kids and all of that. That's fine. We can arrange it so that someone can share with you from the Bible how you can know that for sure. Would you be willing to do that? Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for Christmas. It's a wonderful holiday. We have so much fun with it. God, I pray that as we enjoy Christmas, that we would also remember why we have Christmas. And it's just so that you could offer us that gift of salvation. Lord, I pray for these individuals that raise their hand. They're not sure. They can be sure. God, I pray that you would just continue to work in their hearts until they get those answers that they need. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask the instruments to play that familiar hymn, Silent Night. Would you stand with me? We'll just sing that verse together. I don't know if the words are going to be on the screen, but we don't need them, and then we'll be dismissed.